On your program, is it blank where it says reflection, or is it just mine? Okay, and now for our closing words. If you look on, I don't know how that happened, but if you look on the back, the title is Easter Calls. And that came to me because of that Mary Oliver poem. It's number 490, I think, in your hymnal, if you want to look it up, called Wild Geese. And it's one of those few poems that I've committed to memory, and then that comes back to me over and over at different times. It kind of acts as a form of personal scripture. So Easter calls to you. Easter calls to you over and over. Doing what? Easter calls to you over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. The poem begins by saying, and I'll say that because there's another phrase that caught me this morning, and I really heard it in this context. But it says, you do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. And then it says, tell me about what? Despair. Tell me about despair, yours, and I'll tell you mine. Meanwhile, while you're feeling that, meanwhile the world goes on. Meanwhile the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, high in the clean blue air, the wild geese are heading home again. The world calls to you, and here's the line, offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. So Easter calls to you. It's not just an event out there. It's not just a day in the year. It calls to you. It calls to you in the change in weather. It calls to you in the feel of spring and the color and beauty of flowers and the cycles of life and in the rituals of people connected and inspired to that which is real and alive. And yes, at the same time, within us is the need to tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. But the next line of Mary Oliver's poem makes a simple, obvious, if ignored, observation. A notice that if you sit into it, literally helps to ground us in an ever ongoing underlying fact turned reassurance. Meanwhile, the world goes on. The natural world, the world of life. Easter is an observance, a reminder of how the world goes on. The cycle of life and new life goes on through death. How life comes alive in the world and in each of us. It says, look up, wake up. Notice what is going on all around you in the season, in creation. Life is awake. Why aren't you? There is hope, even if and when you aren't feeling it. It's all around. The Easter story, and one of us in the breakfast actually said this back to me as a new realization, but the Easter story gets much of its power from the way it connects this ongoing cycle of life and hope to each of our lives. Because that's what we live in. That's where these stories come from. And then it connects it to the larger picture of the society and the politics of our world. It embodies and incarnates larger truths in the story of Jesus' death and resurrection. If you think about it, the Jesus story emerges from the history of Passover. And it's another story of lives moved to freedom and possibility from oppression. Where did the Hebrews travel for 40 years? In the wilderness. The world goes on. the world of life that goes on beyond the walls of empire. Life is emergent universalism. In that we practice resurrection. That's the concluding and Easter, I would say Easter line, because we've used it so much, of Wendell Berry's piece from 1991 entitled Manifesto, the Mad Farmer Liberation Front, in which he speaks to how we might free ourselves from the oppressions we impose on ourselves. He says, love the Lord, love the world, love someone who does not deserve it. He says things like, invest in the millennium, plant sequoias. And then he says, be joyful. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts. Where life is life energy, it's that aha moment. And joy is life energy, the aha moment of aliveness and right relationship noticed and felt. Easter calls to us. Last week was Palm Sunday, and it marks the beginning in the Christian tradition of Holy Week leading up to today, Easter. I talked about how the late distinguished professor, Jesus Seminar scholar, and author Marcus Borg described two very different processions entering Jerusalem from opposite sides of the city that year on the first day of Passover. Jesus entered on a donkey through one gate, while at the same time the Roman governor from the capital in Caesarea on the coast entered with extra soldiers and cavalry to reinforce the imperial garrison through another. It was a show of force to deter any protests. Borg makes the point that these processions proclaimed two very different and contrasting visions of how this world can and should be. The kingdom of God versus the kingdoms, the powers of this world. He says the former is about justice and the end of violence. The latter are about domination and exploitation. I said that over the years, Palm Sunday has become to represent for me both the moment of commitment, the shift from the routine and that rut of my everyday, to the difference and change I hope for. That moment to move from depression to expression, the continued effort or the step after step on the path required for new life to emerge, take root, and grow. I would say it's a step into hope. Jesus and the vision that has lived with him lets us know that justice and love and the end of violence, the possibility of right relationship, are very real and alive. But here's the incarnational, Unitarian piece to the story. This vision, the no to empire, doesn't just come, it's made real. By the actions and choices of our moments, our days, our lives, we resurrect the vision and keep it alive through the choices we make every day to move more fully into inclusive life and into our lives. Many of us attended one of those March for Our Lives to End Gun Violence that were held the Saturday before last Sunday. And I talked about here in Hendersonville, several hundred of us marched from the high school, Hendersonville High, to the old courthouse. And in that march, we were led not by Jesus. Yes, we were. We were led by students. And I shared that these were or should be a Palm Sunday procession saying yes to justice and the end of violence. But then Professor Borg follows his description of the two processions by reminding us what Palm Sunday leads to today. On Friday, he says, the rulers of this world killed Jesus. Then on Easter, God says yes to Jesus and no to the powers that executed him. I wrote in my article for April's Beacon about how, with these Palm Sunday thoughts in mind, in a conversation with my brother Richard about the march last week, it hit me that our Palm Sunday understanding lived out then becomes our Easter too. This could be Easter made real. The people who had experienced Jesus' hopeful vision, you think about it, in the face of the Roman Empire, they couldn't let that vision die just because he had. They just couldn't go on like they had before. So they kept his vision alive. He lived on through them. So too, this is our chance, our responsibility to keep this new yes to life and love that we're experiencing, that we're feeling, to keep it alive. I wrote about how my brother and I talked about how articulate and simply clear the student leaders and young people have been. We said their focus felt like a gift and a challenge. We felt that it is our job then to support them and their voice, to do what we can to help make the changes, the simple changes they are calling for, to help make them become real. And that's when I realized that we should frame this as nothing less than a real Easter for each and all of us. Whether you take this or choose this, not yes or no, you can focus on that as an example of Easter and the possibility of making it real. Because we too can say no to the powers of domination and exploitation, and yes to justice and the end of violence, to new life made real. The students of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School have created the gift and the opportunity for the lives taken their Good Friday to live on in each of us, to live on in our lives and our actions. And in so doing, they have challenged each of us to make Easter real, to make it live, to bring it alive. They have challenged each of us to say yes over and over, day after new day, to a vision and a commitment for life and love. Easter calls us. Easter calls to you. April 4th, which will be this Wednesday, marks the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's assassination in Memphis. That means it's been 50 years plus since our civil rights progress, but 50 years since Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis. I didn't check to see if that was on a Friday. Scotty McLennan, in his book, Christ for Unitarian Universalists, A New Dialogue with Traditional Christianity, quotes from Dr. King's Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech. And it's in the chapter titled, What Could Christ's Resurrection Mean to Unitarian Universalists? I refuse, Dr. King said, to accept despair. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. But I refuse to accept despair as the final response to the ambiguities of history. I refuse to accept the idea that the isness of man's present condition makes him morally incapable of reaching up for the eternal oughtness that forever confronts him. I refuse to accept the idea that the isness of our present condition, of our individual present condition, of the human's present condition, makes us morally incapable of reaching up for the eternal oughtness that forever confronts us. And that, says McLennan, is the message of Easter. New life is possible, even in the face of all that you might or that might have you think otherwise. New life is possible always. Life can begin again. Life can begin again. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Life gives us, it does its part, and then gives us the chance. But now we must do ours, so that lives lost live on in us. This is the message of Easter. Easter can be it should be, and underneath all the layers, it is as articulate and simply clear as that. Easter calls. Easter calls to you, whoever you are, no matter how lonely. Easter calls to you, whoever you are, no matter how lonely. The world offers itself to your imagination, offers itself to be something good. The world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing what? Your place in the family of things. May Easter come alive and live in your life. Easter calls.